We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Namaste, resplendent viewers, and welcome. Namaste means greetings in Nepalese, a language spoken by approximately 17 million people in Nepal, Bhutan, Myanmar, also known as Burma, and India. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Duhan, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad, 89 Chapinero, Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Incativa, 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleuniros and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on Ataúve, La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de El Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Shore, Channel 27 on Shore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiriquay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable at Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on Sietset. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Sa Tenger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Hiyomori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. Dachan Ulg Province, Channel 8 on Dachan Broadcasting System, Channel 44 on Tha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65 and Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzirk and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Kiyomori Cable TV. In Otul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Henthi Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company in Sanshen City in Dorongkob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjiala Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Kuoxian Cable TV. And in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CA TV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 in Douliu Township on Chialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yonchang Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com. With high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union and Austria jointly donate 10.1 million euros for Palestinian families. In good governance news, no beef will be sold in Delhi, India during the Commonwealth Games. In community news, a courageous American man is helped by local firefighters to maintain his job. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 9th, Mother's Day is celebrated in many countries around the world. This special occasion is a time of honoring mothers for their unconditional love and magnificent care. On this happy day, moms are offered various expressions of appreciation, such as flowers and other gifts. Our deepest gratitude, mothers across the globe, for your unwavering love and constant devotion. We also thank our gentle planetary Mother Earth for your tender shelter graciously offered since time immemorial. May all mothers and mothers at heart, human and animal, be blessed with a joyous Mother's Day in the company of cherished ones.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from China. Since late April, landslides, mudflows and floods in Hunan Province claimed the lives of three people, as continuous rains caused the Xiang River to overflow. Approximately 1 million residents across 27 counties were affected, as over 4,600 homes collapsed and 40,000 hectares of farmland were inundated.
Sending her sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated an initial $5,850 for our nearby association members to render necessary aid, and $10,000 after for more urgent necessities to the most vulnerable.
Per Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following is a report from our association's Chinese relief team.
May 6, 2010, regarding disaster relief in Hunan Province. Most beloved Master, After arriving at the seriously affected Hengnan County, local government officers accompanied us to first visit the town of Liao Tien, where 27 families had completely lost their homes and some 700 others were affected by various degrees of damage. In accordance to the victims' needs, we immediately purchased 164 10-kilogram bags of rice and 47 5-liter barrels of cooking oil. Local leaders helped us distribute the relief goods by car to families most in need who resided at a far distance from each other. We also gave an injured man who had no family support a cash donation to help cover his medical costs.
While there, we met another man with children who was burdened by economic pressures and the difficulties of his wife's mental disease. After receiving Master's cash donation, he was greatly encouraged. His wife also suddenly calmed, showing a peacefulness not seen for a long time, which moved one of the government officers to tears. We explained the importance of the vegan lifestyle, which some of the government officers promised to adopt in future.
We then went to the town of Guanxi and purchased 360 10-kilogram bags of rice and 66 5-liter barrels of cooking oil, which were then distributed to the 66 hardest-hit families as well as the leader of Nan Yua Village. We also handed out flyers on the vegan lifestyle as well as the book Say No to Meat Food, which the local people were very happy and grateful to receive. In cooking two vegan lunches for the community, local village leaders expressed their joyful surprise, saying, "Wow, the vegan food can be so delicious." Some also promised to promote veganism to foster the healthy and virtuous way of life. During the whole relief work, we could strongly feel Master's love, which uplifted the recipient's spirits. We hope all people could adopt the merciful vegan lifestyle to solve the tolls of global warming. China Relief Team. Supreme Master Qinghai sent the following message to the relief team. Caring noble hearts, thank you for your loving dedication. May heaven protect China.
Our appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's permission for us to share these details with our viewers and to our association's foreign group for providing this report. We thank all the Chinese officials and leaders for their assistance in the humanitarian efforts. Our thankfulness also goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for her far-reaching care and support for the vulnerable and for the diligent endeavors of our association's relief team. With heaven's blessings, may the Chinese people swiftly recover the contentment of day-to-day life, as such devastating conditions are alleviated through our greater consideration for each other and the environment.
Tajikistan hit by fatal mudslides. Emergency officials report that 7 people, including 4 children, perished on Friday, May 7th, as mudflows also swept away trees and rocks in the town of Kulyab. Some 200 homes were destroyed, with 40 people who remain missing. The mudslides followed heavy rains that also caused the banks of the southern Tabali River to burst, flooding the town center. A nearby Russian military base has dispatched emergency workers and troops to aid the afflicted. Our appreciation, Russian soldiers, for your prompt aid to those in need. It saddens us to know of the loss of life, and we pray for the protection of the Tajik people. May such tragic instability soon be a thing of the past as humanity unites in more gentle steps on our planet.
Heavy rains downpour on quake-affected regions of Chile. In the region of Biobío, where thousands are still recovering from the nation's massive 8.8 quake in February, heavy autumn rain struck citizens, many of whom are still living in refugee tent camps and temporary shelters that were built after the quake. Firefighters transferred about 50 families in Talcahuano to new shelters built especially by the Chilean government. Meanwhile, crews worked to help restore power after blackouts were also reported. We are grateful for the quick response of the country's government and other groups coming to aid the Chilean people. With the grace of the Providence, may they speedily resume stabilized lives as we strive for more benevolent regard of all beings on earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
UK's London Philharmonic Orchestra makes special stop on Asian tour. Residents of Sorok Island, South Korea, many of whom are now in their 70s and all once afflicted with Hansen's disease or leprosy, enjoyed their first ever live concert on Wednesday, May 5th, as they listened to Ludwig van Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, played by the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
Renowned conductor and pianist Vladimir Ashkenazi also led two songs by South Korea's famed pop star Cho Yong-pil. The island's 600 residents are among the some 15 million people throughout the world who have been cured of leprosy in the last 20 years. With modern medical treatment rendering it non-contagious in as little as 2 weeks' time, South Korean philanthropist Lady Maiko Ruthermere, whose Lady R Foundation sponsored the event, said that the concert was intended for the enjoyment of the residents and also as a spiritual bridge for the greater public awareness of those once afflicted with the disease. Speaking in appreciation, concertgoer and photographer Lee Nam-chul, who arrived in Sorok as a teenager, said, "How is it that these people from abroad come here to make us happy? I couldn't even dream of this."
Our heartfelt applause, London Philharmonic Orchestra, and Lady Maiko Ruthermere, for this uplifting gift of music's transcendent beauty. Blessed be such endeavors in leading to a world of shared understanding and kindness among all.
Hawaii, USA to ban shark finning. The Hawaiian legislature has approved a bill banning the possession, sale, and distribution of shark fins in the state, including its coastal waters. Once signed by Governor Linda Lingle, the bill could take effect as soon as July 1st and would represent a significant step toward halting the death of some 89 million sharks currently killed each year for their fins. Initiated by the respected former Hawaiian First Lady, Vicky Cayetano, the measure has been supported by scientists like Honolulu marine biologist Christy Wilcox, who stated, "As if it's not bad enough that it's cruel and wasteful, shark populations have plummeted dramatically in the last 50 years, and practices like finning only exacerbate what is already a glaring ecological problem." Sharks are also revered by native Hawaiians as benevolent guardian spirits and family protectors in animal form. A big bravo, Hawaiian legislators, former First Lady Cayetano, and all supporters of this significant measure to save our shark co-inhabitants. May they be graced to swim freely in their natural ocean habitats as we treat all beings with respect through the adoption of wholesome and compassionate plant-based fare.
Alexis or Vietnamese Navy rescues stranded crew. 9 crew members of the tugboat Atlantic 3 and its accompanying barge, the Atlantic 5, were saved on Wednesday, May 5th, from a small lifeboat in the high seas about 2 miles from O Lac or Vietnam coast. The discovery of the Burmese ship master and 8 Indonesian sailors came 9 days after they had been forcibly ejected from their vessel. The Olexis Navy reported that despite their panic and fatigue when found, the crew members are now being cared for and are being brought safely to shore to reunite with their ship's agent in Olac. Our heartfelt thanks, Olexis Navy personnel, for your assistance to the Burmese and Indonesian sailors. Wishing the Atlantic 3 and Atlantic 5 crew members a swift recovery of their good health and a safe journey to reunite with loving family and friends.
Save our planet. UK rivers in danger of drying out. The environmental organization World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, in the United Kingdom recently warned that climate change and increasing human demands for water are threatening rivers throughout the nation, many of which are already below normal levels. With one ecosystem in every 3 river catchments reported to be at risk of drying out during hot summers, wildlife like water voles, otters, salmon, and kingfishers are already being affected. Threatened rivers include the Upper Wharfe in Yorkshire and a number of water bodies in the south, like the Severn.
In its report, Riverside Tales, the WWF United Kingdom strongly advocates for measures that encourage efficient and sustainable water usage, such as changing licenses that currently allow damaging water abstractions to be drawn by utility companies. In addition, the suggested installation of water meters could help households reduce usage by the 12.5% minimum needed in the next 20 years to address the problem and protect the survival of rivers and their ecosystems.
We thank the World Wildlife Fund for your concerned report that brings to our attention the dire conditions of our freshwater bodies, not just in the United Kingdom, but throughout the world. Let us step in unison to adopt lifestyles that show greater consideration for the flora and fauna with which we share our planetary home.
Ever concerned for humanity's welfare, Supreme Master Ching Hai again highlighted the changes needed to secure our Earth's precious water resources for generations to come during an August 2009 video conference in Thailand.
Many tens of thousands of rivers and great lakes are dying, dead, gone, or going. And I don't know how many more we must wait for to die in order for us to wake up. The leaders of the nations must do something. The people of all nations must do something. We have to do something to avoid the tragedy that is already happening to billions of other people. There are 1 billion people hungry already because of climate change and short of waters and food. And 3 billion people are short of water. Just be veg. Stop the meat, dairy, fish industry. Be benevolent. Create a merciful energy that will envelop our world, that will emit mercy, love, protection for us and our children on this planet. Please take action now.
Save our planet. California, USA adopts new rules to save aquatic life. California coastal power plants have been instructed to reduce their impact on marine wildlife by phasing out a process known as once-through cooling. In its circulation of billions of gallons of ocean and estuary water every day, this process has been inadvertently destroying countless fish, larvae, and eggs, as well as causing the loss of 62,000 endangered Delta smelt every year. Following a 9-hour public hearing, the Water Resources Control Board voted unanimously to adopt new regulations for the state's 19 power plants, which are being offered alternative cooling methods, such as closed-cycle cooling systems or other structural changes. Many thanks, California state regulators, for your commitment to protecting the health of aquatic habitats. May such eco-friendly processes become the norm for the flourishing of all life in California's waters and beyond.
Save our planet. US-based United Airlines tests its first commercial flight using engineering company Remtec's low-carbon synthetic fuel, which is cleaner, biodegradable, and more efficient than its petroleum counterparts.
Save our planet. Australian officials warn that continued global warming jeopardizes natural safe havens like the World Heritage-listed Kakadu National Park, with biodiversity being lost to hazards such as diminishing fresh water levels in the region's wetlands.
Save our planet. University students in Minnesota, USA unveil their 2010 solar car, sleek in its aerodynamic design and 20 pounds lighter than last year's model, which they plan to enter in the 1100-mile 2010 American Solar Challenge race.
Save our planet. Swiss researchers develop Aquasar, a water cooling system that reduces the carbon footprint of supercomputers by up to 85% and also saves up to 30 tons of carbon dioxide emissions a year.
Sophie the Snow Monkey. My nutritious plant-based diet contains no animal products. And here's a household tip. There is a way to reuse those plastic kitchen gloves you can no longer wear. You can make rubber bands out of them by cutting the tops of the gloves in half-centimeter strips. That means saving resources and less plastic in the landfills. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, the European Union and Austria jointly donate 10.1 million euros for the support of Palestinians. The program to distribute the funds is to be carried out with the assistance of the Palestinian Authority. The social allowances will benefit over 51,000 families in need in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Approximately 200 euros per household will be given every 3 months. This aid is part of a project of the European Union's Palestinian European Mechanism for the Administration of Socioeconomic Support. Our heartfelt thankfulness, European Union, Austria, and Palestinian Authority for this important collaborative endeavor. May the vibrant people of West Bank and Gaza Strip be blessed with many bright and happy tomorrows.
In good governance news, Indian authorities will prohibit beef in Delhi during the Commonwealth Games. The sale and storage of beef in the capital was banned under the Agricultural Cattle Preservation Act of 1994. The city's authorities have announced they will be adhering to this law throughout the Commonwealth Games in October 2010. Our earnest appreciation, Delhi government, for your decisive measures to honor the precious lives of our gentle bovine co-inhabitants. Best wishes for spectacular games and an abundance of delicious, earth-saving, plant-based food for all to enjoy. Up next on Noteworthy News, the support of warm-hearted firefighters help a gentleman maintain his independence. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. Stay tuned for more favorable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, refreshing news for a renewed world. In community news, a brave man keeps his job with the help of kind firefighters. Mr. Jason Hansen of Phoenix, Arizona, USA, must spend 4 hours every working day getting ready for his night shift job at a discount department store. Paralyzed on the left side of his body, Mr. Hansen, on occasion, requires assistance to get to his wheelchair. At those times, he calls the local firefighters who come to render aid. They also have placed handrails and a secure mat in his shower and given Mr. Hansen $500 from their firefighters' fund to assist in repairing his wheelchair. A news station matched their generosity, and another company provided the necessary adjustments free of charge. Mr. Hansen has gifted part of the amount to friends in need. Bravo, Mr. Jason Hansen. God bless your courageous spirit and generous heart. Also, our sincere gratitude, wonderful firefighters, for your caring actions. May you enjoy many happy and independent years ahead, Mr. Jason Hansen, with treasured friends.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Hindi, entitled Baby Question.
एक छोटे लड़के ने अपनी माँ से पूछा कि बच्चे कहाँ से आते हैं तो उसने कहा जाकर अपने पिता से पूछो जब उसने वही प्रश्न अपने पिता से पूछा तो उन्होंने जवाब दिया जाकर अपनी माँ से पूछो उस दिन रात को भोजन के समय लड़के ने कहा मैं जानता हूँ कि मैं आपका लड़का नहीं हूँ क्योंकि आप दोनों ही नहीं जानते कि बच्चे कहाँ से आते हैं
And now for our viewers' heartline on the traditional Philippine culture, an interview with Filipino Center Toronto on a journey through aesthetic realms.
Wow! Philippines is so awesome! Nika from Czech Republic.
Open-minded Nika, thanks for your comment. The Philippine heritage is truly spectacular, presenting the unique and rich cultures of the world. According to Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving instructions, is a great honor and delight. May the illuminated light of heaven shine on you and your earth-loving Czech co-inhabitants.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say, Tapai ku kalyan hus, which means God bless in Nepalese.
May our earth continue to be graced with loving and compassionate hearts.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The government of Guinea signs an agreement with the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights for a UN office to be established in the country with a shared goal of promoting human rights.
Since launching For Haiti Today, Latin American affiliate countries of the International Water and Youth Movement have raised nearly $75,000 to bring clean water to over 5,400 families who have been without access since the January 12th earthquake.
As part of a larger effort to provide state-of-the-art medical services for the public, surgeons at the Sheikh Khalifa Medical City in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, successfully perform a first-ever kidney transplant for a 5-year-old girl.
To stabilize the prices and supply of vegetables, Beijing, China's largest outdoor market, announces plans to build a refrigerated storage facility with the ability to store 6 tons or 1 month's reserve.
To improve its ability to provide development assistance in Europe, Africa, and Latin America, the Swedish government announces plans to open new embassies in Albania, Kosovo, Bolivia, Liberia, Rwanda, and Burkina Faso.
The 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council, China, France, Russia, the UK, and the US, reaffirm support for a nuclear weapons-free Middle East, which could also help advance regional peace agreements.
American movie director of Star Wars fame, George Lucas, is invited to Buckingham Palace in the UK to help launch Films Without Borders, a project bringing together aspiring directors from Israel, Palestine, and Rwanda to learn skills of the industry.
The UN calls for the release of Canadian national Omar Khadr from the U.S.-run Guantanamo Bay facility, asking that he be offered the protective rights of having been a child soldier when he was detained at age 15.
Egypt's Foreign Minister Ahmed Abul Gait meets in Cyprus with Cypriot Foreign Minister Marcos Kyprianou for discussions of enhanced bilateral relations, as well as regional topics such as the Union for the Mediterranean.
In a letter to Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, Swedish Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt extends his best wishes for the two countries' 60th anniversary of bilateral relations, commending the cooperative endeavors that have led to the friendship they enjoy today.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.